Blog Talk Radio. Hey everybody, what's going on? So we got a lot of things going on today. Turn on this switchboard, you guys. Oh my God, I don't even know what's going on here. Anyways, you guys, we are on live right now. We are on the air. New for me, you guys. It's definitely new for me.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story of fun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? While you're bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, able to breathe.
Protesters and mourners gathered in large numbers all across the United States.
Demanding justice after the death of George Floyd.
Coast to coast, really, we are seeing some of the largest demonstrations we've seen yet against racial injustice and police brutality.
Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people in. You're no better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we could speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror?